Hands and feel free to do that. Amen. Sounded real good. Again, welcome everybody out. At this time, any prayer requests that you have, and we mentioned this morning, remember those families of those Nicholas County Sheriff's deputies. Remember them, all of our law enforcement and first responders. Anybody else? Right. Anyone else? Rita is got approved, and she's waiting to head to Hell South. So they're anxious and ready for that move. So talk to Helen today. Of course, you know every day is a struggle. So just keep her in our prayers. Anyone else? Remember each other, right? Right. Remember Daniels. He comes and is with us to bring us his God's word. uplift him and just uplift each other, right? And I'm sure that we have unspoken requests that are between us and the Lord. So anybody else, any other prayer requests? Joe Painter, would you lead us in prayer, please? A special song or congregation song?
Oh, whichever.
What? You ready?
Yeah.
All right. She's going to have special music tonight, so.
Talked about this a little bit this morning. It was mentioned that we had enough talent in this church that we really didn't need to have special singers come, and I believe that's true. But so far, all the wonderful singers in here haven't practiced yet. So, so this is what you get. But we're here to be revived.
Amen.
And have joy in the Lord, and so, and we'll try this song. Heaven is surely a beautiful place.
Happy for
thinking about heaven.
Amen.
That's what I'm preparing myself for here in this life, because you're going. We're going. If you're a Christian, that's what we got to look forward to. That's our hope.
Amen.
And so,
did you have a minute?
Sure.
Is it in this?
This is one of my favorite hymns, and this is what we're here tonight for, is to get our hearts in this way.
Amen.
So let's see if we can get her together.
Hopefully this ain't too high for you.
I'll figure it out.
I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land way, telling the world that Jesus saves today. Oh, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way groweth clearer, for I'm in the glory land way. List to the call, the gospel's call today. Get in the glory land way. Wanderers, come home, oh, hasten to obey. Oh, get in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clear, for I'm in the glory land way. Onward I go, rejoicing in his love. I'm in the glory land way. Soon I shall see him in the home above. Oh, get in that glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clearer, for I'm in the glory land way.
Find another one, Matt. Let's do this for revival. It's can you do 163, just a closer walk with me?
Certainly.
Don't we want that today? We need that every day, just a closer walk, don't we? You would think I could find a page. Okay. It doesn't matter. You can leave it.
Okay. Play a different version. I tell you, I've learned how true the words of this first verse can be in my life. You know, I used to be one who would help move refrigerators and things like that. And now I have trouble sometimes carrying a gallon of milk. And, you know, I've had to learn to depend on Jesus a lot. And depend on his strength to get me through the day a lot of times. And I'm just so thankful that I have the Lord in my life. Without him, I don't know what I'd do.
I am weak, but thou art strong.
Is that too low?
Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toils and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely to my home on that bright golden shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, it's my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When life sunsets in the west, Lord, may I have done my best. May I find sweet peace and rest in that home. Happy home of the blessed. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Other singers keep getting warmed up. Amen. Good place to be. Anybody have a testimony? Bless you, George.
I've
Sure. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, yours. Anybody else? Seth? Amen. Bless Seth. Anybody else? Yes. And remember Bob Kane. He was scheduled to be here, but he called me this afternoon. He has COVID, and he felt terrible that he couldn't be here. But I said, hey, listen, you get better. And Brother Daniel, he's still, you're right there, brother. He said, I'll do what the Lord needs us to do. So thankful for that. Amen. You have a testimony. You feel free. That's part of being revived. We talked about that this morning, being obedient to the Lord. Amen. And so if we're obedient to the Lord, then we'll be revived. And so some of you might have heard Daniel before. He was here. It's been a while, but just glad to have you. I got a chance to meet him through Evan. Evan talked highly of him. And Evan had been going to church here a little bit off and on. And so just tickled that you were able to be here with us that time. And Danny, you come on. We're glad to have you tonight, too. So.
Bless you.
He came in and had that box, and he said, "Now it's not full of snakes." And I said, "No, from Clay County."
He looked concerned when I walked in, carrying a box all folded up. And rightfully so. Good to be here. Been looking forward to coming out to worship God with you. I always look forward to revivals over here. We were scheduled, I believe, it's been a couple years ago, and. Whenever the COVID thing hit and was disappointed when we weren't able to worship, we always feel free here. I thank God for that. I'm glad that I serve the same God over in Clay County that's over here. Amen. And whenever I'm on the top of the mountain, He's still God. When I'm in the bottom of the valley, He's still God. He's there. Aren't you glad of that tonight? I'm glad to know that I serve a living God. He's alive and well, and He dwells inside of me, and I'm thankful for that. I'm glad I don't have to be rich to be saved. I'm glad I don't have to be of a certain nationality or a certain race. But He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I'm thankful for that tonight. If you open your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, this is on my heart. Now, I can't stand still and preach, and I'm not very quiet, and I'm not very, maybe, professional, whatever you want to. I just, the Holy Spirit leads me, and I follow. I try to. But Hebrews chapter 6, if you'll turn, open your Bibles there, and if you will, all that can and will, would you stand for the reverence of God's holy word as we read it? Hebrews chapter 6. We're going to start verse 15. He said, the word of God says this. He said, and so after they have patiently endured, they obtained a promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath of confirmation it is to them to the end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of His promise the immutability of His counsel, confirmed it by an oath. That by two immutable things which it is impossible for God to lie, that we may have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge and lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor to our souls, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into the within the veil. Whether the forerunner for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Let us pray. Father God, we come to You this evening and we ask You, Heavenly Father, Lord, to hide me behind the cross. Lord, I'm just a vessel, Lord. I pray, God, that You will give us revival here at Gilboa. I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that You will stir hearts. I pray, God, that You will encourage, Lord, those that have been discouraged. Lord, over the last few years, we've got a little discouraged in our churches. I pray, God, for an encouragement. I pray, Father, Lord, that You'll just mend those that are brokenhearted, Lord. And Lord, for those that are sick, I ask You, God, to deliver them, Lord. And Lord, if there be one that have maybe just drifted away a little bit, I pray, God, tonight, You'll bring them back. And Lord, if there be one that don't know You as Savior and Lord, I pray, God, tonight will be the very night that they'll accept You, Lord, and have this relationship with You. We love You. We thank You. We praise You for all that You are. Just move in our midst, we pray, God. Hide me behind the cross, Lord, and You shine through tonight, we pray. In Jesus' sweet name, and amen. Amen. The word, I've had this word stirring on my heart for a little while. And I had a friend, he was a mentor to me early in my ministry, by the name of James Ashworth. Brother Ashworth, he picked me up. I was a young minister and didn't, you know, nervous. And he'd come in and he encouraged me and he would help me. And he would come over and he would sit and we'd study the Word together. And he would lift me up. And I thank God for men that'll lift you up. Amen. We got to lift each other up. We're in this thing together. Amen. I need you and you need me. We need to encourage each other, lift you up in prayer. We need each other. Amen. So Brother Ashworth done that. Boy, he lifted me up. He'd encourage me. Just always kept me feeling like I had the victory. He'd ask you that. That was the first thing he'd say. Do you have the victory, brother? Yeah, boy, I got the victory. We have the victory tonight inside of Jesus. Aren't you glad of that? But I went down and as he was getting older and wasn't able to come to church no more, he got pretty feeble. And he was at home, bedfast, and had been for some time. He moved away out of our community, and he was on the other side of Charleston. And I called his wife. I heard that he was pretty feeble. And I called her up. I said, Sister Debbie, I said, how's Brother James doing? She said, he's not very good, Daniel. She said, he's bedfast. She said, he's not going to be around much longer. Jesus is going to take him home. Well, I'm telling you, it's a promise that we have, isn't it? Jesus is going to take us home. It stirs my soul. But I said, would you mind if I came down and see him? And would he mind if I came? And she said, oh, it'd thrill his heart to see you. And it had been probably a year or two since I'd seen him or been around him. And so me and my daddy, we stopped down. We went in and knocked on the door, and she said, "He's asleep and been sleeping all day." She said, "That's about what he does most of the time." So I walked back here in his bed fast, and I had to use a pan and all these things to live. I had IVs and things, and she walked in and she grabbed him. She said, "James." James grabbed him by the foot. She said, "Brother Tanner's here to see you." And he woke up, and he had a laugh, a distinct laugh. And he went, "Ho, ho, ho." He said, "Brother Tanner," he said, "it's good to see you." I said, "How you doing, friend?" He said, "I want you to know one thing." He said, "The anchor still holds." Amen. Boy, that's hurt my soul. I mean, I went down there to see him, and I was expecting him to be I'm pretty sick, and I'm way down. But he wasn't doing it. He said, "The anchor still holds." And as he laid there in the bed, and he was bedfast, and he pulled out a pair of glasses much like this, and he pulled them, put them on his face, and he pulled the covers back, and he had a Bible under the covers with him that he'd been reading. And he said, "I want to read you something, brother." And he read me this scripture. I'm going to tell you, it stirred my soul. I'm glad I serve a God tonight that's still able to stir, amen. I'm glad I serve a God that's still able to revive and restore. I serve a God that's a living God today. He's not dead. There's some of them, or all of them, the other God. Gods are dead. My God, his name is Jesus. He rose from the grave on the third day, victorious over death, hell, and the grave, and I'm thankful for that. Amen. But he said the anchor still holds. Boy, that started stirring in my soul, stirring and stirring. So down in verse 19 was the verse that he read to me. He said, which hope, what, number one, it's impossible for God to lie. In verse 18, I'm going to tell you, there's all kind of folks that will tell you just anything to get your money, to get your time, to get your stuff. They'll tell you anything to get your vote. Where's all them amens at? They will. They'll tell you anything. But I'm going to tell you, the word in verse 18 says it's impossible for God to lie. If this word says it, I don't care whether you agree with it or whether you don't. It's true. It's true from page 1. Not the man's writing. Genesis 1 and 1 to Revelation 22. She's true. You can take it to the bank. It's impossible for God to lie. For it was by that we might have a strong consolation. We can have a strong knowing that what God's word says. I don't think what this word says is true, Brother Martin. I know it's true. It says that God's word says, "Let God be true and every man a liar." Amen. If your opinion varies from this word, you're wrong. Amen. If it varies from this word, you're simply wrong. Hey, you're not right about everything. And there's some folks that think they are. I realize that I don't know it all. But I'm going to tell you, the creator of heaven and earth, the one with the master plan, has said, "Jupiter, I want you to hang there. Mars over here. Stars in the sky. Ocean, you only come to the shores." That man knows it all. Amen. And he's the Almighty, the I Am. I'm thankful I know Him as my God. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad I know Him personally. But which, verse 19, which hope we have of the anchor to our soul. Which hope? I'm going to tell you, I have a hope tonight, and not a hope that there's going to be an election and somebody's going to get elected or not. I'm not hoping that I win the lottery. I'm not going to win the lottery on account I don't play it. I'm going to tell you, I have a hope tonight, and my hope is anchored in Jesus. Amen. Aren't you glad for a hope tonight? I'm not hoping in anything else. I'm not hoping to get a new job, or I'm not hoping to build a new house. My hope is anchored in the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. I'm thankful for that. Which hope we have as an anchor to our soul, both sure It's sure the anchor is. A hope I've got. I'm not a hoping in any other man, but I'm hoping in His name, Jesus. That name above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Amen. I'm hoping in that name. My hope is sure. And it's steadfast. It's not going anywhere. It was in the beginning. Jesus said, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's always, always the same. And I'm thankful for that. But listen, for which hope we have, as an anchor to our souls, both sure and steadfast, as steadfast, which entereth into within the veil. Now, back in the day, they couldn't go. Nobody go in. Only the high priest he'd go in and offer atonements. But whenever Jesus said, "It is finished," the veil was rent from the top to the bottom. And listen, He entered into the veil so that you and I can go in and say, "God, here I am. I need You." I can talk to Him day or night, morning or evening. It doesn't matter. At noon, I can talk to Him. I don't have to count on somebody else's holiness in order to let me talk to Him. I have a high priest that allows me to walk in boldly to the throne of grace and say, "Here I am, and I've got a problem." I'm glad of that tonight. Amen. We have an anchor to our soul. Now, this is on my heart, and I'm going to do it. Now, you might be a little different, but I can't hardly help. And now this is an old rope that I have. I gathered it up and I'll probably never find another end of it. So you'll just have to be patient with me. It's not a snake. You ain't going to see this Baptist preacher handling no snake. I'm here to tell you. If I do, he's on the end of a hoe. We have an anchor to our soul. I'm going to tell you, I've been through things in life I didn't understand. See, I grew up in a Christian home. I knew about Christ all my life, but that don't mean I always followed Him. But I had an anchor. See, my mommy and daddy, they prayed for me and they taught me about Jesus and about the blood and about how to be saved and what God could do in my life. And I had an anchor. And I'm going to tell you that it's important, moms and dads, that you get your children up. You listen to me for a minute. I'm meddling a little bit. It's important that you get your children up and get them to church because they need to have an anchor. Amen. Hey, if you don't teach them, I'm going to tell you the world is definitely not going to teach them about Jesus. Get up and teach them about Him. I remember mom and pops, they took me to church and they taught me about Jesus. And even though I was ornery as a snake growing up, I had an anchor. Never could do the things that I really wanted to do because I had a moral compass that said inside of me that said, "Oh, you're messing up." You know what I'm talking about. I had an anchor. I'm going to tell you the anchor tonight, it still holds. Amen. See, I'm going to tell you I've got this anchor. And I've had that anchor nearly my whole life. And I got a whole lot of pump rope here. They're probably going to get tangled up. But through life, how many of you ever went fishing? You'll take an anchor. Whenever you get on a good spot where the fish are, you'll drop that anchor down. And that anchor will hold you right where you're supposed to be. But there's a key to that. I was coming down the river, and I got on a place there was fish. And it was, water was pretty swift. I throwed the anchor out. Another end wasn't tied to the boat. That's a true story. I kept going. The anchor held. But it didn't hold me. I've got an anchor, both sure and steadfast. Entered the heavens, into the high priest. I'm going to tell you, as I've went through life, I've had that anchor, but as I go through life, and whenever you're over top of the anchor, you're right over top of the blessings. Whenever you kick that anchor out, I'm over top of the honey hole where the fish are biting. But what happens is, if we're not careful, we'll let a little bit of slack out in our line. See, your anchor rope is real long, and that's because of the different depths of water. You need it to reach the bottom. If you have a 10-foot rope and the water's 12 foot deep, that anchor ain't doing you a drop of good. Amen? You got to have a rope that'll reach the bottom. I'm glad I got an anchor today that went in the pits of hell. And he come back victorious over death, hell, and the grave. He went to the bottom and settled in the rock of ages for me. Amen? But as we got that anchor and we drop it down, and soon in time we'll let a little bit of anchor rope out because we want to go someplace and we're really not supposed to go. And all of a sudden we'll begin to drift a little bit. You ain't going to stay right over top of the blessings if there's too much rope out there. The wind will blow you. See, as things happen in our life that will shake us up and push us around a little bit, we'll hit storms in life. Some things that we bring on ourselves, some things we don't. But regardless, we'll begin to move. And we'll let out a little bit more rope if we're not careful. We know where the anchor's at. We know that it will hold because the Word of God says. But listen, we've got a part to play in it. You're holding the other end of the rope. Somebody say amen to that. So we got this rope and we're out here and we're floating around and all of a sudden we deal with something happens in our life and we got to let out a little bit more rope and a little bit more rope and here comes a windy sea. We'll go through something else, a little storm, and it'll push us up and we'll start to get tangled up. You'll get across rocks and trees and all these things and you'll start to get tangled. Man, I got a long rope. We'll begin to get tangled up in the things of life. I'm going to tell you, this world has a way of tangling you up.
Amen.
Amen. You don't intend to get tangled up. You don't intend to get in trouble. But you'll find yourself in a place where you don't want to be real fast. The enemy, the thief come but to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly. Life has a way. The enemy has a way of getting us tangled up. Now, he don't have power over you. You're bought by the blood of Christ. But I'm going to tell you, even in that, he got a way of trying to derail you. Mm-hmm. Now, he can't tell me what to do. But he has a way of manipulating us. And we'll find ourselves tangled up. And find ourselves a blessing back there. And we find ourselves way back here, just floating around, dripping. We'll find ourselves in perilous times. We'll find ourselves in a bad place that we don't want to be in. We'll find ourselves... Remember what the Word of God says. Luke 15, he said, there's a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to the father, Father, give me the portion of good that falleth to me. And he divided them to his living. He said, not many days went by. He said, and he began to be in want. There became a mighty famine in the land and he began to be in want. He said he joined himself as a citizen of that country. And he said he would have filled his belly with the husk that the hogs did eat, but no man gave unto him. And then as he was sitting there hungry and not where he wanted to be, not where the blessings was, he had a home where there was a blessings. He knew inside where he was supposed to be, but he found himself in another place. He said, how many fire servants my father hath bread enough to spare? And I'm sitting here perishing. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull in a slack. And I'm going to go back to the Father and say, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight. And I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Won't you please just make me as one of your hired servants? He realized where he was at and that wasn't where he wanted to be. I'm going to tell you how we'll find ourselves. You don't have to try to find yourself in a barren land. It just happens. Amen. The enemy has a way of manipulating you and discouraging you and getting you so off track. You don't feel like going to church no more. You don't feel like reading your Bible no more. You don't feel like praying no more. You don't feel like assembling with the brother. You don't feel like discussing God's Word because you've got other things on your mind. You're floating around someplace.
Right.
Amen. We real people in here tonight. But that's what he done. He found himself in a strange land. I've been a citizen of a strange land too. Amen. I found myself in places I don't want. You say, Pastor, you're a preacher. You've been preaching for 20-some years. Hey, you pastor a church. Hey, don't matter. It's still, I got to keep a hold of the rope. Remember, I can imagine as that old boy said, boy, my father's got bread enough to spare and I'm here starving. I want to go back to Dad's house. Boy, it's good there. I remember how to get there. Just pulling the line because the anchor still holds. I'm glad I've got an anchor today that loves me. I'm glad I've got an anchor today that cares about me. I'm glad I got an anchor today that gave his life so that I might be found. Amen. And I can imagine as he started going back and his father saw him a great way off. And the Word of God says that he ran and he fell on his neck and he kissed him. I don't care what you've done in your life. I don't care how far you've drifted. I don't care what you've got into. I don't care how tangled in the briars and the brush and the thickets. I don't care how many scars you've got. There's an anchor today. He loves you. He cares for you. And he's still holding. Glory to God. He went back and he said, Father, I've sinned against heaven. And that's why he said, when his father saw him a great way off, he ran and he fell on his neck and he kissed him. He didn't care about what he had to say. He just glad he's home. Amen. Amen. He didn't say, well, look at you, son. Look what a mess you made of your life. He didn't go do that. He said, boys, here my son. Go bring hither the fatted calf and the robe and the ring and put it on him. He said, for my son who was lost and now he's found, who was dead and now he's alive. He said, let's rejoice. I want to tell you today, God cares about you. I don't care why, how you got where you're at. I don't care whether it's been divorce. I don't care whether it's been what have you. God still knows you. He still cares about you. He still cares about where you're at.
Amen,
he still loves you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever shall believe on him. Listen, I am whosoever.
Amen.
You're whosoever. Glory to God. Amen. Should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm glad today I've got an anchor. Both steadfast, it's anchored in the rock of ages. It ain't a moving. But I've got to do my part. He's going to hold. He ain't letting go of me. He's a holding. But where am I? I'm down here in the swamp grass someplace, drifting. There ain't no blessings in that. We come to church. We'll be brief. We come to church. We want to be filled up. We want to be blessed. We want to see souls saved. We want to see a mighty. I need a revival. I need it. I need Jesus more than the air in my lungs. I need Him. I need a move of the Holy Spirit that'll shake us up and set our children free, our grandchildren free, our neighbors free. I want to tell you, God has the power to do that.
Amen.
To break addiction. He got the power, but do you know what it's going to take? It's going to take God's church. A hold of the anchor. Hanging right over top of it. Where the blessings are. You ain't going to do no good out there in the sagebrush someplace. You got to be where the blessings are. Glory to God. You be where the blessings are. You be over top of it. In God's will. I told some. My church. Maybe. A couple weeks ago, I've been in a lot of places. I've been blessed. I've been in the Rocky Mountains. My son and I, we hiked up to the summit of the Rockies. One place we could see 7 mountaintop lakes. As we were sitting up there, I said, I had not seen or ear heard Neither hath entered into the heart of man the things God has prepared for them that love Him. Man, I can't even imagine what God's got prepared. I have not seen it more beautiful than that. I've seen the waves coming in on the ocean, on the shore. Seen the sunset on the, boy, God's more. He got way more than that in store for them that love Him. Amen. I've seen all these things. But rather than being on the top, the summit of the mountain, or on the beach down in the Gulf, I would rather be in the will of God. Well, I'm telling you, when you're in His will, that's where the blessings are. Boy, that's where you can feel His Spirit. That's where it'll stir your soul. You open His Word and you begin to read it, and all of a sudden there'll be tears of joy rolling down your face, because God is good. Amen. That anchor still holds. It's steadfast and sure. But when we get in His will, and we get real with Him, Brother Larry, man, things begin to happen in our lives. I mean, you're talking about that peace that surpasses all understanding, that joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's in His will. Amen. God wants to bless you. I quoted it to you just a little bit ago. Thief come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus comes that I might give you life. Not just life. He don't want you just to exist or just to live. But He wants to give you an abundant life. Amen. I'm in a life full of joy. My son, he growed up now. I love that boy. Tickles me to death to see him come around. I want to see him do good in life. So I'll do everything I can to help him. I'll encourage him. I'll go over, he'll be doing something at his house, and I'll run over hard as I can run to help him to do something. Because I want him to do good. I, Daniel Tanner, am the Son of the Most High God. Amen. It's time that we come back to the Father's house. I don't know where you're at in life. I'm just about finished. I don't know where you're at in life. I don't know whether you're out there on the end of that rope, afloat and drifting along. I don't know. You might be sitting right over top of the anchor. Or you might be halfway out. But regardless of where you're at, the Word of God says, come boldly to the throne of grace. If you're right over top of the anchor, praise the Lord. I want to see you on this altar, because I want you praying for the man that's at the end of the rope. Amen. If you're at the end of the rope, I'd like to see you come up here and pray to where you might be right over top of the anchor. And if you don't have a hold of the rope at all, you don't know Christ as your Savior, I'm going to tell you, today is a day. Today is a day. God loves you. And He gave His Son that you might have life eternal. Let's obtain that. Just say, God, here I am. I've messed up in my life. I'm a sinner. I need You. I need You to atone me. I need You to deliver me. I need You to save me. I tell you, it'd be the single best move that you've ever made. As we get a song, if you have a need, I'm certain there's needs in this place. This altar wasn't made just for the lost. Amen. The Word of God says, come boldly. Come boldly. He tore the veil of the temple, rip it from top to bottom so we can come into the throne of grace. This altar was made for the Christian man to say, God, here I am. I encourage you this evening. If you want to see a revival this week, come, let's get over top of the anchor as we sing. You have a need of any kind, I encourage you to come as we sing.
Just as I am, 181.
Where you at this evening? Are you drifting along someplace? Maybe pretty close to the anchor, but not where you was. Maybe you don't have that joy that you used to have. I encourage you to come. Or you might be at the end of your rope, not knowing what you're going to do. I encourage you to come. There's joy in the will of God. There's peace in the will of God. You have not because you ask not. Here I am, God. I want to be real with you. I want you to be real with me. Do you know Christ is your Lord, your Savior? Word said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I'll come in and I'll sup with him and he with me. You can have that joy that comes with knowing Jesus. Have that peace that passes all understanding. Folks are gathering around to pray. This is the way you're going to get revival, is being on this altar. This is the way you're going to get deliverance, is up here. Being real with God. Saying, God, I'm not perfect, but you are. I need your help. He don't want you to be fixed up or dressed up, cleaned up. He wants you just exactly like you are. Just 1 minute. One minute. Give me just 1 minute. I'd like to share something with you real quick. I remember being in a place where the Holy Spirit was dealing with my heart. He was wanting to save me and wanting to touch me. And I said, I can't. I'm gonna clean things up in my life. I'm gonna straighten things up and I'm gonna get in a certain way and then I'm gonna get saved. That was the craziest thinking I ever did have. Because number one, I can't straighten myself up. Amen. You know what the Word of God says? He said he came to his own and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, as many called upon his name. So I don't have the ability on my own to clean up, but he'll give you the power, he'll give you the ability, he'll help you to become a Christian. So I remember thinking I was going to clean up and I was going to straighten up. But then the Holy Spirit said, well, that's like taking a bath before you get in a shower. I'm going to clean you up. I'm going to wash you. Glory to God. Whenever I called upon him, he began to wash me by his blood. And I want to tell you, changed me and delivered me instantly. Amen. I'm still not perfect, but I'm delivered. I'm a child of God. I'm gonna, as we sing this last verse, if you don't know Jesus is the Lord of your life, he laying this on my heart. If you don't know him as Lord of your life, you don't have that peace that comes passes all understanding. Why don't you come? It's about like Jesus already paid the price. I've got heaven for you. I'm gonna pay the price. Won't you go? Be crazy for any of us not to go on account of, not like you can't afford it. I couldn't afford it. Bill Gates or Donald Trump couldn't afford it. But I'm going to tell you who could. In the name of Jesus. Amen. He paid for not only me, but he paid for you and whosoever should call upon his name. As we sing this last verse.
Verse 5.
If you don't know Christ as Lord of your life,
just as I
come boldly. Come on. You don't have that peace. Come.
Bless this evening.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
been a good place to be.
Amen.
Thankful for that.
Well, I know most of you have shut your books, but if Denise will play on 184, just the course, everybody knows it. Okay?
Yeah.
Ready?
Just the course.
Just the course. Hallelujah, find the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, find the glory. Revive us again. One more time. Hallelujah.
As I said, good place to be.
Amen.